corporate news around here. So anyways, I do grow my own fruit. My strawberries are in their second season. I planted them last year, and so they should perform well this year. I think they're happy in their home, and they've established their roots, and they look like they're starting to come back to life. My parsley, my chives, and my onions all survived over the winter. Why would you grow onions over the winter, you might ask? That's a good question. That's all I can say. So, I guess tomatoes are botanical fruits, although culinary vegetables, and depending on how you look at it. And we have many of those. I've got a dozen. And out of that, all grown in 5-gallon Canadian Tire buckets. And out of that, two of them survived over the winter out of 12.
Okay, so you got a bit of a green thumb then anyways. Yeah, plantains, man, those are good if they're fried up, sweet fried plantains, a little bit of oil, a little bit of salt. So good.
I misspoke. I meant passion fruit. But, anyways, there you go.
Different beast, yes. Also very good, but not a plantain.
very true.
Awesome stuff. All right, anything else for us this evening, Brendan?
Oh, no, thanks. Thanks for being there. I appreciate that. VA 7 November, Romeo Charlie.
You bet. Have yourself a great Friday, and we will talk to you Sunday evening, if not sooner. 7-3, Brendan. That is going to take us down to Don and Stephen and Adrian. I do have you on the list. We'll get to you very soon. Victor Alpha 7, Charlie, Quebec. Don, how are you?
Very good evening to everyone. This is Don, Victor Alpha 7, Charlie, Quebec. How's my signal check? Over.
Yeah, it's about 5, 8.5. Might be on a handheld. There's a little bit of white noise there, but nice, loud, clear, crisp signal.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah, I'm sitting in my living room in downtown Vancouver, the West End, and great listening to all of the participants that are talking about planting and greenery and growing things. It's all fantastic. And it's timely because this weekend I have planned a growing event on my patio with seeds and bulbs and all sorts of things that hopefully will produce vegetation and fruit in the coming months. Over.
Stuff. I'm hopeful for some of the same. My wife has a plan for some seeds and such, and I don't know if there's any fruit. There's definitely going to be some herbs, and well, I guess there's always the tomato argument. We can save that subject for another evening, maybe, but as Brendan says, I guess it's a culinary vegetable, so she is going to make the attempt at tomatoes. The last time, I think she let the plants grow too tall, and they didn't really bloom with any tomatoes. They were beautiful plants.
Well, experience has told us that if you back up a few months and go into your attic or basement or some area where you can germinate the seeds and get a jump start sort of on the growing period, that helps a lot.
Yes, and that's more, and I know some of that has been happening for which seeds and which plants, I don't know, but she's more the expert there than I am. I know that in some years she's had great success. Last year was mediocre, so we'll see how we do this year.
Well, I should add, and this was probably the last comment I'll make, is that the rosemary plant is a very hardy plant, and it's widely used in cooking. So if you get your hands on a rosemary plant, plant it, take care of it, covet it. It's a fantastic plant. It has beautiful blooms Exactly. At this time of year, there's purple blooms outside my plant right now. And the rosemary plant is delicious. So that's my comment. 73s, BA7CQ.
Thanks for that, Don. And yes, rosemary, they're very hardy. Also, oregano seems to be quite hardy as well. 73, thank you very much for coming by. You have yourself a wonderful Friday evening. Thanks, Don. Let's see, next we've got Victor Echo 7, Lima Kilo. Steven.
Good evening. Thank you for taking my check-in. I didn't know, I guess you must have another list that you're sharing, because I've never checked into this one yet, but anyways, thank you for having me on tonight. I don't have very much fruit knowledge. We're kind of lame, and we just buy our fruit from the grocery store. Although I have found that there's a lot of good selections and nice little fruit cups coming from Granville Island Market. We bought a few over there, and they were very expensive, though. My favorite ones are the gooseberries, the orange ones, the little leaf on it. Yeah, I think that's my favorite fruit. And Walter kind of just sparked off on like a separate subject here. Walter just sparked off a little thing that my girlfriend is a property manager, and so she just thought that some of her tenants must think of her as the landlady, and she's never thought of herself as the landlady. She's always just the property manager.
Well, up until Oak and 41st, but that was right at the end anyways. I heard thanks for taking my check-in after that. It started to break up pretty badly after that. But, Walter nailed it for sure. And my favorite, I have to say, has got to be cantaloupe with a slice of prosciutto and a little dip of honey on it. If you haven't tried that combination, man, it's delicious. And you're right, the Granville Island Market, it is expensive, but I've always found really good, flavorful fruit there as well, watermelon included.
Yeah, that's right. And actually, we're just kind of participating in the background here, too. She was bringing out the yellow spots, so you tell when they're good.
Yeah, pretty broken on that last transmission, Stephen, but all I got there was the yellow spot. I'm assuming you're talking about the watermelon.
Does it sound like it's my RF that's kind of like scratchy, or is it maybe like a microphone issue? Or my power at medium, I could go up a little bit higher. Just at Open 41st, I'm kind of behind a building here. Let me try going.
While you're dialing it up there, it sounds a little more like maybe antenna or the RF is a little scratchy, not so much microphone.
There, I've gone up to power level. How does this, is this any better or not really? I've got a smaller antenna on right now because otherwise my regular one hits the roof of our underground parking and then it kind of gets destroyed.
Gotcha. You're mobile, I take it, in a vehicle. But that last transmission, like I had full copy on that last transmission, still kind of picket fencing or you know, quite a bit of static jumping in as well.
Contact.
I have my power level on the fences here too. So, anyways, on that note, I will take off here. Thank you for taking my check-in, and I will maybe, hopefully, try and make it in on the Sunday one. I've been trying to check in here for a little while, and I just kind of forget about it sometimes.
Good stuff. Well, I'm glad you came by, Stephen. Yes, Sunday, 8 p.m. Will be Brendan. And just so you know, I got your name. I actually searched on the amateur call sign, the ICET website, to search your call sign and got the first name because I don't think you and I had talked before, so nice to make your acquaintance. 7-3, Stephen. You have yourself a wonderful evening. And go ahead. Who is the contact?
Yeah, I just wanted to comment that this is Don, Victor Alpha 7, Charlie, Quebec, in the West End. And I copied a station that was going into his underground parking lot. And I don't believe the cutting out issue was audio. I think it was signal. Over.
Okay, I probably helped out quite a bit. But I just turned it up to high, and I guess I'm getting through better.
There was a double there.
Sorry, I doubled with you, Stephen. You are getting through a little bit better, but still quite broken.
It's probably my antenna then. I am mobile. I'm in a car, so that's probably not ideal as to where I'm sitting right now. I'm sitting behind a bunch of debris.
Well, fair enough. And that last transmission was almost perfect, 5.9.
I'm running it on turbo, so it's probably 55 watts or 45 watts instead of whatever the high level is. I'm not too sure.
Yeah, those last two, nice, clean signal for sure. All right, good stuff. But yeah, I got your name just off the ICED database, searched your call sign. That's how I knew who you were.
Yeah, copy that. I didn't know if you ever did Google Country Net, so I figured maybe if you had another database open. Anyway, that's all good. Thank you very much. Talk to you Sunday.
Thank you, Stephen. 7-3. And Adrian, sorry to make you wait so long. Victor Alpha 7, Whiskey Papa Romeo. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for taking the call. I don't mind waiting. I'm a new ham, and just been listening in on a lot of nests and seeing which ones I can contact. So this is great. I'm out in Coquitlam. I would say that as far as fruit goes, I did find some mangoes, as the other gentleman was talking about, in Superstore for 9 of them for $15. I don't know if they'll have that deal again, but that was really good. And growing up on a farm, I love the farmer's markets, and I think if it smells fresh and it's a little bit on it, then I'm all for it. Back to you.
Yeah, I am a hound for the farmers markets as well. You get some of the best sort of apples and peaches when they're in season. It's kind of like Kramer on Seinfeld. I get like that for about 2 weeks out of the year while the peaches are in season. It's good stuff. By the way, Adrian, if you're newly licensed, welcome to the hobby. Glad to have you here. We do this particular net every Friday and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. On this repeater every morning at 9 a.m. is the Rainbow Country Net as well. If you haven't checked in there, it's a good listen. They get about 130, 140 check-ins a day.
Wow, that's a lot of check-ins. Well, I'm glad to look mine tonight. I'm glad to be here. It's a fun hobby.
Good stuff. All right. Anything else for us this evening, Adrian?
Nope. Back to you. Have a good evening.
All right. 7-3. Have yourself a wonderful Friday evening. Who wants to be lucky number 13? That's the end of my list. This is Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Tango Mike. My name is Randy. This is the Friday evening check-in and chat net. Looking for 13.
Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Oscar Zulu.
Hey, Rosemary, Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Oscar Zulu. How are you this evening?
I'm doing good. I hope you're doing good, too. I was told by Josie it was a fruit thing, so what I was going to say was I liked strawberries, but now that you mentioned peaches, I like peaches when they're in season. and tomatoes. I told you before I used to grow them for my mom, but I used to get them when they were 1 inch tall, and they were in a flat at a plant store or there's a place in Hastings Street, and I used to get a flat there when I went there, and the flat was like $5 for like 40 plants, and then you put them all over the garden.